To continue our discussion on women's roles in our society, I want to talk about the effects of World War II on women's employment in the United States, compared to Mount Vernon, Ohio, 1938 to 1948. The period commencing with the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, and ending with the completion of World War II had a great impact on women's employment in the United States. Prior to this period, employers, government, and national sentiment held that there were jobs appropriate for women and those which were inappropriate because women were not capable of fulfilling the tasks involved in such work. Propaganda reinforced these notions as a popular image of women had them, for instance, as housewives or living glamorous lives, but almost always dependent on men. The war years provided women of Mount Vernon and the nation as a whole with an opportunity to break this trend. Women took this chance to prove that they were almost every bit as capable as men in the traditionally male work sphere. There were no lasting effects on women's status in the workforce resulting from the war. In the war's aftermath, women returned to jobs they had held traditionally, provided they were the working class. At the same time, many women who had not worked prior to the war returned to their homes and housework. Mount Vernon was much like many of the major war industry cities such as Detroit and San Francisco, although there were some key differences. In population size, it was small. Its economy at the time was predominantly agricultural, although there were three major industrial plants: Cooper, Bessemer, a producer of diesel engines; Mount Vernon Bridge and Steel produced landing ship tanks; and Shelmar produced protective capes and gas masks for soldiers. Factories such as these are what made Mount Vernon similar to the major war industry cities. Likewise, making Mount Vernon comparable to the rest of the nation was the role women played in such industrial work by filling in for men who left to fight. To recruit women into the labor force, propaganda in magazines, advertising, radio programming, and films was used, for this was the most effective method of encouraging women to take a war job. Oral history provided much information about the status of women workers before, during, and after the war in Mount Vernon. Interviews with women who lived in Mount Vernon during this period answered questions concerning women's work status. Questions were asked about the entire work histories, which showed how many working class women took higher paying industrial jobs during the war and after having received lower wages in other work sectors. There were also questions about domestic lives, because several of the women never worked, and one goal was to find out why they had not. The end of the war and changes it brought to Mount Vernon's female workforce was another issue probed. How did women feel about relinquishing their jobs to returning soldiers? Another aim was to learn more about how effective propaganda was. Did it have any effect at all, or was it more a subconscious matter that they could not answer? Which was often the case.